אנחנו ניצבים היום מולך, אוחזים ידיים. ציור ללא תמונה, נקודות בתוך שמיים.
ידינו ריקות ממעשים, ליבנו אפר ואפר.
אין יותר לאן לפנות, הגענו אל השבר.
והיום אנו קוראים אליך, בהיותך קרוב. היום אנו דורשים אותך, למדנו לאהוב. אנחנו ניצבים היום מולך, זה בוער באש. נטייה דקה לאהבה של עדינות הנפש. אנחנו ניצבים היום מולך, רצוננו כרצונך. אליך בגילה ורעדה, בעזרתך למערך. והיום אנו קוראים אליך, בהיותך קרוב. היום אנו דורשים אותך, למדנו
בינינו ובינו, שלום לכל החברים, ערב טוב.
Hello to all the friends, good evening.
נפגשים כאן בסעודה.
We are meeting today in a very, very unique meal. Maybe it's like the apex, the peak of some process we're all going through as a worldwide group of conception, of entering the womb. Let's make this meal where we simply reach this feeling, we simply open our hearts, melt it, melt all the borders between us, and simply feel all that we spoke of in the past days, and even more. We reach this apex together.
We'll start with an excerpt. Excerpt number 2 from our select excerpts for the meal, the topic of building a womb. Ibur is called that which a person receives the awakening from above. And just like in corporeality, it all depends on the parents, the Ebu. Here too, in the calling from above, where we call upon a person to reform, then he starts to think different thoughts. And all the desires he had prior to this clarion he received from above, everything has been burned out and cannot be mentioned. We'll move to a clip.
And after I've already attained the clothing, the dressing, soon begins to illuminate in me the sparks of love.
The heart begins to long to unite with my friends.
And it seems to me that my eyes see my friends.
My ears hear their voices. My mouth speaks to them.
The arms hug and the legs shake. And love and joy together in a circle.
And I transcend my corporeal boundaries and forget the vast distance between my friends and me.
And afterwards, if a few meters does not separate between us,
it is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there.
And I begin to feel shame for my actions against my friends, and I simply exit my corporeal vessels, that seems to me that there is no reality in the world, only me and my friends.
After that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends.
Добрый вечер. Как же я по всем
соскучился.
Здравствуйте, товарищ.
How much I long missed all of you.
Удивительно это.
Hello, all friends. Today we have a wonderful time, this wonderful meal.
28-го числа.
Ибур, Conception.
На утреннем уроке на 53-й минуте я четко записал.
28th of July, 3 days ago, in the morning lesson, in the 53rd minute of the lesson, I wrote down everything exactly in my book here, and I wrote this wonderful sentence. You are entering into an area that you've never been before. That's what Rav told all of us. You're penetrating into this expanse that you've never been in before. And Rav says thousands of words over the course of the lesson, and suddenly this just fell into the heart and began to live. I began to think, what is this field, this void that we're entering that we've never been in before? We've never been in before. It's like a fairy tale for adults.
Предвкушение чуда.
Person over 50 years old. And there's this taste of flavor of a miracle, of a fairy tale. And you're like looking, where can this happen? Where does it happen? And what's the most amazing thing? Is that it truly happened after 13 hours? We have a workshop together, and you feel something you've never felt in your life. You begin to feel the friends. You understand this is a moment of joy, of a miracle. And you begin to feel the friends. As if it doesn't need to be shared, it lives in you. I've talked to people so many times in lectures what it is to feel the friends, and suddenly you understand that a friend can tell you in one sentence, this is the true reality, not the reality you thought before. Or rather, what he passed you before. And that's it. This place that we're entering is the place for all of us. You need to understand, I wrote so much more down here, so many sentences, maybe one more. To be worthy. Something happened, and I suddenly thought, really, there are thousands of efforts of all the Kabbalists at this time, and suddenly something happens which is so unique that we call Ibur, conception. I thought about one concentrated point with maximal effort, with thousands of people in one point. It's amazing. And didn't even think a thought that maybe I can do something myself. This is what the friends have done, are doing, and will do. Every moment. And again, a big thank you to every friend which invests this supernatural force. And thank you to every friend on this same point now. Let's enter this expanse truly that we've never been in before. Let's give also gratitude to the thousands of Kabbalists in history and the Rav. I don't even know who to turn this to. The main thing is that we've reached it. The time.
Будем жить.
Just nothing more than a great gratitude. L'chaim. Let's live.
Yes, thank you very much to this huge friend, Roman of ours, who opened his heart and shared how every second, that's what he notes, how we can aim the connection between us more towards that form of Ibul. And now we're going to go also to a workshop question that all the friends will share between them in the tents.
Yes, we're going to go to a workshop in our tents. Nothing better to warm up the heart more and more. Each friend shares how much he has been waiting for this second of entry into Ibur, impregnation, for this moment when we were building our common womb. Again, each friend shares how much he has been waiting for this second of entry into impregnation, Ibur, for this moment when we are building our common womb. So we're going to ask Eret immediately at the end of the workshop, to ask all the groups to participate, share your impressions. So please, friends.
Our focus group, PT 35 or 27, one or the other.
So yeah, we've truly waited for this every moment on our path to feel the heart of the friends, the arvut, the mutual guarantee between us, that this shall truly be our life, that we'll forget about the self-love and be devoted to the friends, to the ten. Let this be our life. Andrei.
Yes, it's a great joy, first of all, to be in this moment with the friends. It doesn't matter how long we've waited, how much we prepared, how much time we asked, and this moment has come. And we are here and now together, advancing and building the group, building the society with our prayers. And together we're going to invite the next world between us.
Of course, we've waited our whole life for this moment. Truly, the heart is coming out of its place, bursting out so much excitement, because this is the most important moment of our life. Such a privilege to feel this importance of this entrance into the womb. Guy.
Yes, every moment we want to feel each other more, to open our hearts, to be impressed and excited from each friend. We came to the wisdom of Kabbalah for this. Other than that, nothing is missing. But rather, the thing that drew us each time more internally, that I don't even know what it is. And we will miss the moments before Ibur for this yearning to feel this state together.
Yes, completely. From the moment you reach the wisdom of Kabbalah, now we're full time working on this mutual vessel that we passed from reception to bestowal, and it seems like we're close to that moment. What joy to be with such great friends, that you know that they're wrapping you in warmth, accept you, and you know you're in the right place.
Yitzchak.
Andrei.
Yes, let's do another round and say thank you. Truly, gratitude to the Creator for choosing all the friends that are here with us, that is truly preparing us for this entry. Thank you to the Rav who's preparing us and created this group with this determined spirit that are not willing to take even a step backwards, only forward, and to adhere to the friends and continue marching towards the king's palace. Lechaim.
Yes, and it's truly significant in our lives, in our path. The moment now that all the Kabbalists of all the generations have worked for this moment, they've paved the way for us. And now we have the privilege and also the responsibility to realize the advice of our teachers and to demand from the Creator truly to connect us as one man and one heart, to enter us into Ibur, into conception, impregnation, because only together He will hear our shout. Guy.
Friends, now let's hear the tens. Put up your question marks. Here we already have a question mark from Asia. Please.
Hi, friends. I just want to raise a little time to my friends, Asia 10. The friends have been saying what we heard from the Rav about the importance of entering into Ibu. Friends, I just had friends talking just now in this in the workshop before, and I was amazed. Every one of the friends was expressing how the need for the friends, the love of the friends, and the help that we get from the friends to come to this point. And this point is important, very, very important, because this is where we develop the Isaron for the work, for transition into bestowal. I just want to say a big L'chaim to you, friends. L'chaim.
Хаверим, спасибо за то, что предоставили слово нам. Хочу сказать, что, конечно, этого момента ждали.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak, friends. Of course, not just we waited for this moment. For this moment, all the Kabbalists waited. And more than likely, we're in the greatest meal in the last 6,000 years. The state that we're going through right now cannot be compared to anything. We expect every moment for the Creator to move us through this miracle and for us to finally feel the whole world Kli as one embryo, and we will all be born.
Wow, friends, my heart is beating really quick. How much we want this is difficult to say in words, because just imagine all the time we've spent together, the time we spent behind the screen, the time we've been traveling to congresses, the time we have been doing workshops, listening to Rav, being in prayers, being in all the meetings daily. This is what we, how can we have not been waiting for this moment? This is the moment we've all been really, really, really praying for and asking for. And friends, you deserved it. You deserved it.
Есть в этом один фокус, который сейчас все знают, конечно, товарищи. Если ты ждешь и хочешь себе, ты не дождешься.
There's a small trick here. All the friends probably know this. If you expect something for yourself, it will never happen. If you want it truly for the friend, it will happen at that moment, at that second, truly now. Just expect it will be by the friends.
Okay, friends, we're reminding you that we're in a meal, of course. So let's raise our glasses. We'll do a l'chaim for this warm opening. Whoever has onion, bread, anything else, you're invited to eat, of course. And so l'chaim for this opportunity that we received.
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long.
todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. We're gonna dance all night long, 'cause we are all one, 'cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia, vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Un mundo entero, una familia, vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, 'cause we are all one, 'cause we are all one, 'cause we are all one, 'cause we are all one. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe en nuestros corazones. Fuego no nos separa. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno.
עכשיו נקרא קטע מקור.
Now we will read from our sources.
מוכרח האדם להחליט בעצמו.
One must decide on his own. This is excerpt number 4 for those who are looking at the excerpts from Rabash. A person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it, and this means that although in the mind and in the desire, and he sees, this means that although in the mind and the desire, he sees that the body disagrees with him, annulling all his desires before the Creator instead of his own sake. He should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself. And he asks for the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness. We will read it once more. Excerpt number 4 from Rabash. A person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. And once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it, take it out of potential to practicality. This means that although in the mind and the desire he sees that the body disagrees with him, annulling all his desires before the Creator, instead of for his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all desires, leaving no desires for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that his wishes are that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself. And he asks for the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness.
We are truly in a very unique state. We've gone through a preparation, and before us is the entrance to Ibur, conception, impregnation, and it depends on us how much we're learning, connecting, more and more feel that we must enter this state. We must feel how much it depends on the upper force on one end, and how much it depends on our desire, on demand, on our side, on our part. And such we advance. The entrance to Ibur can be prolonged somewhat, but it's nonetheless an entrance. And each moment, to be in it. As it's written, not in one time does a person become worthy for that high coupling. Rather, good shall chase me all the days of my life. It's not written here. We haven't learned all the excerpts. And then we'll see that ultimately, after many efforts, that we chase the Holy Divinity, the Shekhinah, as it's written, and thus we nonetheless reach connection. And the Creator who fills us with the desire to bestow, with the intentions, with the thoughts to bestow, all the qualities that we don't have today, they're opposite qualities. And that's how it happens. Then we begin to understand that it all comes from above. And in this, we have no opportunity to do anything on our part. Rather, just request that it shall happen. So let's make a l'chaim for it to happen.
L'chaim.
And together. L'chaim.
קטע מספר 3.
כן, כן, תמשיך.
Excerpt number 3.
עיקר שקשה לנו בעבודה להיכנס לעובר.
Excerpt number 3 from Rabash. The main thing that is hard for us is to enter the Ubal, meaning that the will to receive will receive within it a different desire called desire to bestow. And when a person is rewarded with the state of Ubal, meaning that within the desire to receive enters a desire to bestow, which is considered that the Creator forms a form within a form. We should understand this wonder of forming a form within a form. According to what we interpreted, this is a great novelty, a true, real miracle, since it is against nature. For only the Creator can change nature, and it is out of man's hands. This is the novelty, that the Creator forms the form of bestowal within the form of the mother, which is the form of reception. This is called the Kedusha that the Creator gives. It is said, there is none as holy as the Lord, for there is none besides you. As there is no one in the world who can change nature and make within the kli that comes to a person by nature the desire to receive, that it will later have a different nature called the desire to bestow.
Okay, friends, we're going to enter another workshop to actually realize it. Our work in the 10 is arvut, mutual guarantee. So let's make this even, let's call it an exercise in the 10s, in which we're going to give each other just confidence, power, force, the ability to perform this, the ability to nullify ourselves, that each one should nullify themselves before the group. Let's activate the Arvut in the Ten. Give strength to each other so that each one can give up everything and enter Ibur. Again, let's activate the Arvut in the Ten. Give strength to each other so that each one can give up everything and enter Ibur.
Yes, what a wonderful, amazing exercise. It's an opportunity to give up my entire will to receive, to nullify before my great friends, to tell them how much I love them, how excited I am. That's it. For us to continue and be a strong 10, we all feel how each of us depends on the other, is nullified before the other. We can feel the courage of the friends, how much they want to give up their desire. L'chaim, friends.
L'chaim.
Yes, I'm with such powerful, brave friends, the greatest of the generation, and I'm sure in each moment that I'm with them, that the Creator is caring for us and taking care of us. You give me the sensation that I can let go of everything, forget all my worries, just come and throw myself into the Ten, and from there to receive desires and everything we need only from the connection between us. There is nothing bigger in life than to be with you and receive all the forces. There, Andre.
Yes, exactly. We are each creating and adding, and we're creating together that special place of ours that we're running to each time from the morning till the night. It's the place that we've created that we enter every morning lesson. This is really the center of the Ten that is between us and doesn't depend on time or on place. We are simply entering each time, friends entering each other, raising prayers, and inviting the upper force to dwell between us and do the work that we're asking him to do, which is to correct us, to connect. And you can't even imagine already how it's possible to exist without this place. And we're already present in it more than in the corporeal world. The true wonder. L'chaim, great friends.
Yonatan?
The Arvut in the Ten, we feel each moment.
Lost in a sea of empty pleasure, and racing after plastic treasure. Now something's calling through the pieces of the heart.
There's something more, there's something better.
And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one.
We rise higher, higher, higher.
Trying to find a reason, what to hold on to and believe in. Open the heart and find the space to come to life. We close our eyes and start breathing. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher, higher, higher.
ticking clocks, somewhere beyond our box, to feel your love and rise above with each and every part, somewhere above the borders of the heart. Together reaching one desire, so many sparks into a fire. In every moment there's a light to guide us home. We're rising up, we're rising higher, and the light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher.
קטע מספר 5.
Excerpt number 5.
מסתלקים מכל הסכם.
If 600,000 men abandon their work for the satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing but standing guard, so their friends will not lack a thing. And moreover, they will engage in this with great love, with their very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. It is then beyond doubt that no one in the nation will need to worry about his own well-being. Because of this, one becomes completely free of securing his own survival and can easily observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. After all, why would he worry about his own survival when 600,000 loyal lovers stand by, ready with great care to make sure he lacks nothing of his needs? Read excerpt 5 again. If 600,000 men abandon their work for the satisfaction of their own need and worry about nothing but standing guard, so their friends will not lack a thing, and moreover, they will engage in this with great love, with their very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the mitzvah, of the commandment, love your friend as yourself. It is then, beyond doubt, that no one in the nation will need to worry about his own well-being. Because of this, one becomes completely free of securing his own survival and can easily observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. After all, why would he worry about his own survival when 600,000 loyal lovers stand by, ready with great care to make sure he lacks nothing of his needs?
Okay,
so we're going to be entering our third workshop question, actually continuing that same excerpt, perfection. Let's enter a state. We want to come out with a sensation of wholeness and gratitude, and exactly that same state like the excerpt tells us about. We're going to enter a workshop where we're going to act as if we're already in this. In the same state that those 600,000 people are simply concerned with one another, each inside his ten, we'll come out with that charge. We will take that load with us. We'll feel it. We'll act it. And this is the workshop question. We want to come out with a feeling of wholeness and gratitude. Let's play as if we are already in our final state and create a state of wholeness between us. Again, we want to come out with a feeling of wholeness and gratitude. Let's play as if we are already in the final state and create a state of wholeness between us. Please workshop.
To see you, to hear you, to feel you, it's already wholeness. It's truly felt how much each one here cares for the others and not even thinking about himself for a moment, how much the love of friends is the whole life for him, for the friend. You see behind every smile, you feel it right away between us. We feel how much we need to support and help one another. That only in the connection between us, the Creator is here. Only that way He hears us. Yitzhak?
Can you hear me? So, we are already in the end of correction. We are all corrected. And I see a picture that we're not talking and each feels some joy of the heart, feels that he's under the providence, not like 600,000 people, almost the whole world. He's happy every day, every minute that he's in this society. And he has no greater joy than he is now with the friends. And he's afraid that this is some kind of delusion, that it'll be over soon. But it's a feeling that it will be forever and ever. And we already built the Creator in our connection, and we already feel this, and we see each corrected, each completely different than what he is today. And I don't need to put forth exertions and sustain myself. I'm simply completely love. And I see that even though I don't feel my body, I'm already flying like a little bird. And I always have in my head, in my heart, in my whole body, one music, the music of love, the music of Arvut, the music of a winning future. And for it to always be that way, that there are no memories that are not so good, and that there never was a life that we lived then, L'chaim.
Igor.
L'chaim. Argeshas shlimut, anachno...
Sensation of wholeness. I'm so excited, like the words are just escaping my mouth, but the heart feels that we're in wholeness between the friends. And from this, we have truly gratitude to the Creator that He gathered us today in this huge holy place between the great friends. What can be more important than that? Nothing. Only the friends, only the group. And yes, we're already in this state. That everyone feels the same sensation of confidence, joy, and happiness, and we're together. Guy.
Okay, friends, so we're asking everyone to place up your question marks and present what happened now and all together in this warm, heartfelt event we had.
We have question marks. Latin one, please.
Pues qué pasó, que la verdad es una explosión de amor. Es una
it
explosión
turned out that really this is a, an explosion of love, an explosion that is so strong, a feeling that has just created a form within a form. I'm so filled with gratitude towards the friends. They're like the anchor, the what's happening, and then we're all in this confidence. Each has this force, this place where we can not only be protected, but you can go out and protect what we want to do with our lives. Only the love and the pleasure and the pride that we have on this path, and to give the friends this whole confidence, because this commando that is here, this unity, this amazing thing that's happening here that the Creator put before you, it can't battle this war. You can't fail in this battle. So come on, friends, with all our force, we're going to go out to spirituality. L'chaim, friends.
Hola hermanos, sí, como dice nuestro enorme Robert,
uno my brothers, my friends, oh, that huge friend Robert just spoke.
Hasta la última gota de sangre.
Friends, I see all of you ready for this war with your sword and shield. Everybody's ready to fight to the last drop of blood. It's such a huge privilege truly to speak before all of you, and we all just hope and pray that the Creator will enjoy for all this effort of ours. And you see all the friends just continuing, ready to continue going all the way, and everyone's ready to start anew all the time. Let's truly demand that the Creator shall feel this contentment that comes out from the hearts of the friends. Let him give his love and be happy of us, L'chaim, friends.
Ah, Havarim, what a pleasure, what an honor to really be addressing you today. Just wanted to share a little bit of my experience, which has become very rich, even the limited time that I've been with you guys. And I started off with two great instructors, that was Tony and Julian from Toronto. And then they're the ones who opened and prepared my heart. And then Leo, Zohar, and Gilad took over. And thanks to them, I'm still on this path, because there was a couple of times there I wasn't really sure if I was going to make it. And then the Creator, you know, he made that real miracle that was in the excerpt. He pushed me into this African kli. He conceived me over there. And these guys that I've met here are so wonderful. They accepted me with so much joy and love and excitement. And they really wanted me to adhere to the walls of this womb, so that I could grow and that I could develop, you know, into a real Kabbalist. And then I'm so grateful for them and the whole world plea of nursing all of us, with these intentions, so that we can all come together and come to final correction. The only way that I can really pay you guys back is by bringing new sparks into the system and passing on the light that I've received from my friends to others, you know, in the world. So really, dear friends, I'd like to raise a l'chaim for not only our instructors. There's so many of them. There's Asaf, Gianni, and Pierre. There's a thousand of them there. Of course, really, a great l'chaim to Dr. Lightman, which is our great Rav. And if it wasn't for him, we would not be able to do what we're doing today. So to steal a quote from the outside world, to infinity and beyond, my dear friends, l'chaim.
Так, Екатеринбург будет говорить. Ребята, на самом деле Ибур — это очень просто. Ибур — это быть в согласии с десяткой. Ибур — это значит поддерживать товарищей.
Екатеринбург, when I say, hey, friends, Ибур is to agree with the ten. It's to support the friends. Ибур means to support the friends. Ибур means to be together with all our scrutinies. We're already in it. What remains for us to do all together? To add our personal agreement, to sign something. Maybe we should do it now, here in the meal. This beautiful, wonderful meal. We deserve it. L'chaim, friends. We will get to there together.
Да, дорогие товарищи, вот выпало сказать вам очень важные слова.
Dear friends,
мы вот вместе идем к нашей цели.
The privilege fell in my lap to something very important, because we're going together towards our goal, towards unity, connection, in which we are entering Ibu. You know, it's not just like that, just like so. We're entering such a connection that, like, we don't feel it, but it exists. I hear it from the words of the friends. It exists. This state is in our desires. It encompasses us, surrounds us. And we simply need just to open our eyes and see it. We're familiar maybe with the face or not of one another, but we're looking at the cameras and we listen to Rav, and we're also excited as these states pass through us inside, and we reveal them like that from Rav, as they need to occur in us, as we're being prepared, this connection is being built in us. And the moment will come, and we'll open our eyes, and we'll see that we're already there. L'chaim, for all the efforts, they never disappear, they don't disappear. They're in the center of our connection, gathering and growing, and they will, until they grow to the complete measure of our whole connection. L'chaim, for our connection, friend.
Excerpt number 6. After he achieves the degree called Lolishma, he is rewarded with other phenomena when he comes to a higher state. That is, at that time he has no consideration of himself, and all his calculations and thoughts are the truth. In other words, his aim is only to annul himself before the true reality, where he feels that he must only serve the king, because he feels the exaltedness and greatness and importance of the king. At that time, he forgets, meaning he has no need to worry about himself, as his own self is annulled as a candle before a torch, before the existence of the Creator that he feels. Then he is in the state of Lishma, meaning contentment to the Creator, and his concerns and yearnings are only about how he can delight the Creator, while his own existence, meaning the will to receive, does not merit a name whatsoever. Then he is regarded as bestowing in order to bestow.
Looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. Signs are in the air, in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love. Ve'im nachzik be'yachad al ha'evdelim. Hold on to love. Come on, let your heart sing. Break open the door. It's time for uniting. Above thoughts of me, beyond the horizon. Together we see through the tent that we're living in.
La distancia entre nosotros como un reto que la luz nos da, juntándonos.
сердце лишь мольба благословляет наш всеобщий путь вперед.
Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door, it's time for uniting. Above comes a need beyond the horizon. Together we see through the tent that we're living.
Lachaim.